Lincoln! Grandpa! Lincoln tried desperately to respond, but the troll's spell tightened round his throat, not allowing so much as a whisper or even a croak to emerge. Nor would his grandfather be able to hear thought talk like Link's newfound forest friends. The old man was calling out to him from another world. Then, after much thrashing and cursing, his grandfather's voice faded. "He's given up," Lincoln guessed, feeling his own spirits sink, a sense of hopelessness and despair setting in. "I'm never going to escape from here," he lamented. "I'll be dinner for a couple of ogres, and that will be the end of me." Just then he felt a pair of tiny claws tugging at his pant legs and heard the chattering that could only have been made by a squirrel. Lincoln would have smiled if he could. He loved squirrels. "Don't worry," his little visitor joked, speaking the silent language of the forest. "I haven't come to eat you." "Well, it's good to know I haven't been mistaken for a nut." The creature giggled in its cheerful way as she scrabbled up onto his chest, paused a moment to shake her tail and look about, then settled onto her haunches just below his chin. "Well," she quipped, "I suppose that depends on what species of nut you're talking about." They laughed. "Actually, I've come to cheer you up if I can. I overheard Corvus's tale and thought squirrels are better storytellers than crows. So I've got a story of my own to share about one of my very distant relatives, Ptero Minyi." "Ptero who me?" Lincoln laughed. "Ptera for short," Squirrel said indignantly. "It's rude to make fun of someone's friends and relations, you know." "Sorry," Lincoln smirked, or would have if he could have moved a muscle. "Forgiven," Squirrel shot back. "After all, you're only human." She chittered again, and Lincoln joined in. Then Squirrel continued her story.